Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Guy Hoffman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The DH, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walkenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morrison moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Cruz scores. Lemon moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Borgman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Joaquin Fuss strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Lemon moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Jones moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molinaro moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nordhagen. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines is walked intentionally. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrison scores. Baines moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to third. Borgman moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Bob Molinaro. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Baines reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a line drive towards center. Lemon catches it and throws to first to double up Peters. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Rich Wortham now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is hit by the pitch. Wackenfuss scores. Cowens moves to third. Brookins moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Cowens scores. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dave Stegman pinch runs for Duffy Dyer. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Stegman moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stegman scores. Peters moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.